It is the Lord who builds his church. Is there any greater than he? And is there anybody who can cause him not to keep his promise that very church will prevail against the very gates of Hades itself? What does that mean to us? How is that supposed to look in a community of faith? So why is it that our teaching about the reality of spiritual warfare often pictures the church hunkered down in a defensive posture rather than an army in full counterattack mode, going against the gates, the strongholds, the schemes? As long as we accept that image of embattlement, we allow Satan to keep the gates wide open and in full operation in our communities, in our neighborhoods, at our jobs, in our schools, in our families, as if he had the upper hand, as if it had been said that his gates would prevail against the church. That's the way it sometimes looks in local congregations, doesn't it? Jesus was saying, my church is unstoppable. Jesus was saying, Satan cannot corral it. Jesus was saying that nothing can overpower, nothing can silence my community of faith, not even the power of death itself. Listen, we don't have to go far to see the signs of those open gates, for example. Same-sex marriages are the law of the land. Anti-Christian bias is rampant in our educational institutions from kindergarten to postgraduate school. It is legal to murder millions of babies in this country every year. The church tolerates unbiblical divorce as if it were nothing. And what's curious to me is that we stop and say, or ask, why? Where's the church? Here's a question for you. Let me ask you this question. Has the enemy's power increased? Or has the power, the influence, and the effectiveness of local churches decreased? I'd say it's the second one. The church universal will prevail. The question is, will local churches prevail? Will they be found among the universal church who has prevailed? Once we used to sing with great confidence such hymns like, Am I a Soldier of the Cross? Or Onward, Christian Soldier. Now we shrink from imposing our values, which the Bible calls truth and gospel. Live and let live. Congregations have become precautionary rather than intentional, missional, prevailing, transformational churches.